So Naaman came with his horses, with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. Now, this man from a very great kingdom in the north, in fact, a kingdom in the north that right now was bearing down upon the nation Israel and had already had victories over them, and he expected the red carpet to be rolled out for him. And what happened? Elisha sent a messenger unto him saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." Now, this is the thing that he was to do. And my friend, may I say to you that this is something that just hurt the pride of Naaman. Elisha actually received this man rudely. In fact, he didn't receive him at all. He didn't even go to the door to meet him. Why, you'd think the prophet would come out and begin to bow and scrape to this great captain from up in Syria. He didn't even come to the door. He sent his servants, "Go tell him down, wash in the Jordan River, and let him dip himself down there." And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." And do you think now that this man Naaman is going to accept this? No, he's not. Why? Because he's a very proud man, and he never received treatment like this before. And do you know that the Lord's not only going to heal him of leprosy, he's going to heal him of pride also. It's an interesting thing, when God saves you, he'll generally take out of your life that thing that offends. And pride just happens to be one of the things that God hates. We hear a great deal about God is love, but God also hates. And you can't love without hating. You can't love the good without hating the evil. If you love your children, you'd hate any mad dog that came in the yard to bite your little ones. You'd want to kill that mad dog. In no unmistakable language, God declares that he hates the pride of heart. Over in Proverbs 6:17, there are 7 things that God hates. And you know what number one on God's hate parade is? A proud look. God says he hates that. He hates that as much as he hates murder. James in the 4th chapter, verse 6, old practical James says, "God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace unto the humble." Pride is the undoing of man, actually. It's a great sin. In Proverbs 16:18, we read, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." In Proverbs 11:2, "Pride cometh, then cometh shame." And in Proverbs 29:23, "Man's pride shall bring him low." Now, why does God hate pride? Well, the definition of pride is excessive self-esteem. It's inordinate self-esteem. It's more than a reasonable delight in one's position and achievements. Paul put it like this: man ought not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Pride is placing an exorbitant price on self. It's demanding more than you are worth. Have you ever heard it said, "I wish I could buy that man for what he's worth and sell him for what he thinks he's worth"? Pride is the difference between what you are and what you think you are. That is pride. And it was the pride of Satan. It was the sin of Satan that brought him down. God says, "I'll bring you down, though you exalt yourself to heaven." And that was the sin of Edom. Man's pride runs counter to God's plan, and whenever they meet this friction and there's no compromise, it's always a head-on collision. You see, God's plan of salvation is the supreme answer to man's pride. God lays man low. He takes nothing from man. And Paul could say of himself when he met Jesus Christ, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ." He gave up religion, he gave up everything, and he counted it but dung. He said, "I flushed it." Christ and pride do not go together. And you can't be proud and at the same time trust Christ as your Savior. And if you trust Christ as your Savior, you've laid all your pride in the dust, my friend. Now, this story of Naaman is the finest example that we have of that. A great man, to be sure. God labels the things that mark him out as a man of great character and ability. But he was a leper. He was a sinner. And God is not only going to heal him of leprosy, he's going to heal him of his pride. And believe me, old Elisha's insulted him. Elisha wouldn't even roll out any kind of carpet for him. Elisha wouldn't even come to the door, sonny servant. Says, tell him go on down there to the Jordan River and dip in seven times.